Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan in association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
God.
That movie that came out with several years ago, what was that, The Day After, 2012, or one of those where the destruction of New York City was caused by a huge blizzard. There was like 100 feet of snow covering the city, And, you know, Hollywood always has it where water, either a comet or something hitting the Atlantic, drowns New York City, puts it under, or a snow blizzard puts it under. So they kind of go on these different tangents based on intel of what they think is going to happen. But, you know, the Bible says it's going to be burned by fire. And so, you know, ultimately the city is going to be destroyed by fire. And I don't know if you've noticed the trend, but it seems like a lot of celebrities and people with money are moving into New York. You know, they're getting away from the West Coast, they're selling off their properties out there, and it seems like people are heading to either Florida or New York City. I've noticed a huge trend in people buying huge places in New York City, because if you follow that Agenda 21, where they want to cull the population of the world to 6.5 billion people, all the people that are left, which would be like 500 million, if that's their goal, would be herded into cities to live. All of the countrysides would be banned. You wouldn't be allowed to live in the countries. There would be no suburbs. Everybody would be herded into cities. And so that's their ultimate goal. Kind of like what they're showing with the Hunger Games. People living in districts, being relatively held prisoners, not having a lot of freedom to come and go. And so they use Hollywood to give you various insights into what their intel is, what their beliefs are, what their agendas are. And all of them always strike you as, you know, interesting they'd reveal it, but it's not going to happen. You know, I don't need a Hollywood script. I've got the best script in the world, and that's right in the Bible. So, you know, one of the questions I get asked all the time, especially today with all the new listeners on the show, and I've been bombarded lately, it seems, with just a bunch of weirdos. I mean, on one hand, you get legitimate people who want to ask you questions. On the other hand, you get the weirdos who are trying to implement new agendas in the country, and they want you to be a leader of it. You know, the only thing I'm interested in is fulfilling my job here on Earth for the Most High. And so many people misconstrue what that is. And I try to tell them, my war here isn't against humans. I'm not here to destroy people. I'm here to destroy the wicked. And the wickeds are the principalities and the powers of the air. That's where my war is. It relies in tearing down Satan's strongholds on the earth and all of his forces. You know, I don't have a war against humans. You know, that's somebody else's war. I don't know anyone that Yahushua has ever stood up who said fight against the humans. And we fight against the strongholds of the devil. And those aren't controlled and those aren't led by humans. They have human pawns in charge of a lot of them and leading a lot of it. But the background leaders are these principalities and powers and rulers of the air. They're demons. They're fallen angels. They're aliens. And aliens are nothing but the offspring of Lilith and others, other fallen angels. It's a huge, huge kingdom and a huge network that runs in the unseen world around us. And what I like to do is pick it apart and expose it as I can. And then also war against it and try to destroy them. And it's with our Orgone. The Orgone War started over 10 years ago. Something as simple as ether energy, Yah's breath on Earth, the blue aura around Earth, that represents ether energy. Something as simple as that is what destroys the principalities, the powers, and the rulers of the air. And so that's what we use, because they've been trying to suppress it for the past 60 years. Their chemtrail war against the earth, against mankind, has been used to suppress ether energy. And ether energy is the life and the light of the earth. It's the Father's breath itself that gives life. And they want to suppress it because they want death. You know, they've been trying to dim our atmosphere for a very long time. They used the aerosols in the air not only for all the poisons to kill off people, make them sick, but also to dim and block the ability of the sunshine, the sun's rays, to hit the earth. And without light, without vitamin D, without the sun's rays, plants, trees, anything living dies. So what we've been doing is pumping this ether energy that they war against back into the air to restore the balance of earth, to restore the balance of light and darkness, life and death. We're restoring a balance. We're not taking something from them. We're grabbing it back. I mean, they're taking what's ours away from us. And we're simply in a war with them, grabbing it back. And so I want to go through and just answer some of these questions, because I've already wrote this out and put it on my website over 10 years ago. It hasn't changed very much. Now, I get emails and I get letters from people saying, I don't believe in your doctrines, but I support your cause to tear down the strongholds of Satan. And that's the true heart. That's the true heart of a brother or sister of the Lord's. Because we don't agree on things this side of heaven. This, you know, we're all part of a family, but we're all not going to agree on the same things. But you can put aside your differences to agree on the things that matter. You know, loving the Father, doing His will. And how can you love the Father and want to do His will if you love His enemies? I mean, you know, the Bible says to love your enemy. That was back in the day when the Jews were living together and they often warred against each other, in-house fighting and stuff like that. You love your neighbor because that was your fellow Jews. Of course, we're in a totally different circumstance today. We don't live in communities of believers. You know, David was the greatest king there was in Israel, and he was a warrior. And he would go and he would defeat the Lord's enemies. And he lived day and night to defeat their enemies and praise His name. And I think he's one of the greatest examples of a believer of the Lord's that there has ever been. Because he had balance. He had balance. He knew when there was a time to worship, and a time to praise, a time to honor the Father, and a time to fight. He had that special balance. And that's simply what I lead people to do here. Let's fight against the enemies. Let's tear down Satan's strongholds. Let's fight against the giants of our days. I don't know how you can love the Father and then not want to do anything about standing up against the bullies who come up against him. Satan's never going to stop. That's it. That's his one mission, is to fight. He thinks he can win and beat the Father. And even in all my emails with all my antagonizers, it's like, you know what, you can win battles, but you're not going to win the war. It's impossible to win a war against the Creator. And I've seen it over and over and over again, because there's so many things that they're limited by. You know, Microsoft and Apple and all these huge corporations, they have a monopoly on the marketplace with computers and iPhones and everything. And they know very well that they put back doors into everything so that they can utilize everything they've ever made for their own purposes. Well, don't you think the Father, when he created Earth and the various realms and dimensions around us, has back doors that he can use for his purposes? I mean, come on, folks. I call them fail-safes. I don't know what he calls them, but I call them fail-safes. And what it basically is a 100% guarantee that Lucifer can never win. He can never win. And so anybody on his side has just false hope. Very false hope, because they can't win. So I want to state some of the things I believe in and don't believe in for people who are first-timers on my show. I believe Yahushua is God in the flesh, who came to earth to redeem mankind, was crucified on the cross, and arose 3 days later, defeating sin and death. I believe his salvation is available to all races and nations, and that the new covenant replaced the Old Testament seed line of Israel. Those who worship and follow him are the new Israel, regardless of seed line, race, or nation. You don't have to be from the 12 tribes of Israel to be considered Israel now. The Father ended that covenant with the old Israel and began a new covenant, which we call the New Testament, in which anyone who accepts Yahushua as Savior can become his. That is the new Israel. I believe that while the pagans glory in the suffering of Yahushua on the cross, we are to glory in his resurrection. You know, one of the first things he had me do when I started praying for the truth in all things was get rid of my cross jewelry. He hated it. He didn't want to be reminded of being tortured and dying on the cross. He wants us to remember his resurrection. That is where our victory is in. I believe the KJV purposely mistranslated the name of the Son of God from Yahushua to Jesus, and that this Jesus being taught in the majority of churches today is not Yahushua himself, but instead Satan. That picture you see hanging up in the churches today, that's Sananda, Satan himself, one of his personifications. I believe the KJV is the modern-day Garden of Eden, containing the Tree of Life and the Tree of Knowledge of Good and Evil, through the two different Gospels being preached throughout it. The Gospel of the Kingdom, which is the Tree of Life, taught by Yahushua, and the I Bring to You Another Gospel, Tree of Knowledge of Good and Evil, taught by the false apostle Paul. One leads to eternal life, while the other leads to apostasy, error, and away from the teachings of Yahushua and his 12 apostles. I believe there are 12 apostles appointed by the Lord and not 13. Matthias replaced Judas, not Paul. I believe John's warning at the end of the book of Revelation of adding to or subtracting from his book was exactly that, his book, and doesn't pertain to the KJV, since the KJV didn't exist at that time. Churches abuse this passage to keep their sheeple in apostasy and under religious mind control. I believe the KJV contains the inspired word of God, but in itself as an entirety is a manipulated manuscript leaving out the inspired books of Enoch, Jasher, and Jubilees, referred to in the KJV, and replaced with Roman Catholic agent provocateur Saul Paul's books, who teach and replace the gospel of the kingdom with his own gospel of grace, which leads readers astray and away from celebrating the feasts of the Lord and into adopting pagan rituals and customs. I believe that Paul's amorality, becoming all things to all people, compromises the way and the truth of the gospel of Yahushua, which grants adherents a license to sin mentality and leads them into false doctrines such as tongue speaking and the rapture of the church, and negating the celebrating of the feasts of the Lord and the Father's commandment of celebrating the Sabbath on the seventh day. You know, if you've read the Bible from front to back, even if you've read the entire New Testament, there's a lot of contradiction. It starts to flow smoothly when you read the words of Yahushua and the 12 apostles. And then when you start getting into Paul's books, the whole thing takes on a contradiction change. There's two different gospels being taught in the New Testament. And Paul tells you blatantly, I bring to you a new gospel. I bring to you another gospel. He was the very one Yahushua warned about that would come in his own name, who the people would accept, and they would deny Yahushua. And it was very, very one who fulfilled that was Paul. I believe that close to 99% of the false teachings in the churches today are based on Saul Paul's teachings leading people astray. I have a whole website on it, justgivemethetruth.com. I believe Satan has an offspring on earth, as quoted by Yahushua, the apostles, and Todd and Enoch, known as the serpent seed line. I have a website on that, serpentseedline.com. I believe Daniel's warning, they shall mingle with the seed of men, in Daniel 2:43, is the fulfillment of the seed line today. I believe the Jews governing Israel today are the fake Khazar Jews and serpent seed line Jews who are running the nation on a political ideology of Satanism and Zionism and a New World Order, rather than a theology. I believe the Holocaust was implemented by these Talmudic worshipping serpent seed line Jews, such as Adolf Hitler, who wanted to eliminate the Torah Yahushua-believing Jews so the fake Jews could establish their own homeland of Israel to be dominated by themselves. Before the Holocaust, the Torah Jews, the real Bible-believing Jews, outnumbered the satanic ones, the satanic Talmudic ones. After the Holocaust, the Talmudic ones were in charge. And they are the ones that the UN gave the nation of Israel to in 1948. I believe that the New World Order and Zionism are mere forms of Satanism, and they work together to lead the world into the worship of Satan and paving the way for the arrival of the Antichrist. I believe that aliens and UFOs are fallen angels and will fulfill Joel 2 and Revelation chapter 9 in the last days. I believe that America is the last days Babylon prophesied in Revelation chapter 18. I believe that the elect and the church are two different groups, and that there are two groups of 144,000, the first group being the elect and the second group being the church. I believe that it is the apostate woman, the church, who will give rise to the Antichrist through their support of Zionism and this New World Order. And of course we have the alien agenda arising, where Sananda himself will also appear as the Chrislam Messiah. This whole new twisted route coming through the age of Aquarius and the alien agenda represented by the ace. If you read in Revelation chapter 13, the beast, the first beast is of the eighth, but part of the seventh. And these are empires. And the eighth is the empire, that the last empire that arises and merges. And eight represents the number new. And what do we have with this new empire is the new age Aquarius empire. It's represented by the new agers and the alien agenda. And that's the one the Lord has had me harping on it and teaching about for the last 15 years. It's dominated my time, it's dominated my websites, my articles, my radio shows. Everything almost about my ministry on earth has been preparing people for the last day's arrival of these ascended masters, the coming of the new age of Aquarius. Preparing them, getting them ready. Also being timed with the correlation of the last two riders of the apocalypse, the black and the pale horse. And so in a nutshell, those are some of couple of my beliefs so people will have an idea. I am a born-again Christian, although I don't call myself a Christian. I'd rather refer to rather just be called a believer and follower of the Most High. I don't belong to any religious organization or group. I don't belong to a church. I don't belong to anything. Just the Father. That's who I belong to. I sit at His feet. You know, when you start praying and asking the Lord for the truth in all things, don't be surprised at the things He does. He's going to lead you out of the churches because they're not His. He's going to sit you at His feet and teach you the truth in all things like you ask. And He's going to knock you off your rocker. And He's going to take you out of the box that you've been put in by religious mind control. And He's going to lead you into the truth. You get what you ask for. Anyway, I'm just going to have a listener call in line tonight. Open the call in line. So you guys can call in and ask questions. You can call in at 877-245-5648. We'll see who's on the listener line. Hello, welcome. You're on the air.
Hello?
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 Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I've been listening to your program for a while. I found out about you through listening through on YouTube through Yash Karaz videos, Black Child.
Okay. Yeah, I know him vaguely.
I like watching his videos about the about the entertainment industry and stuff, and how I'm kind of nervous.
Well, that's okay. It's all right. I'd be nervous talking to me.
At first, one video I saw about that he did. At first, I didn't understand what the wheats and the tares were until I looked into it. You know, the wheats being the normal humans and the tares being the descendants of Satan.
Right. Yeah, I've been teaching that for a long time.
Hey, I saw you did a video. I saw a video about it. The serpent seed bloodline.
Yeah, I have a whole website on it, serpentseedline.com, and there's a lot of people who have come behind me, putting out videos.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of videos on that. Like the Illuminati is dominated by 13 bloodline families.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have a question. What is the most accurate translation of the Bible out there?
I really couldn't answer that. A lot of people like the 1611 version. Some people like the original KJV Ethiopian version because it still included the Book of Enoch and the other books that the RCC took out when they created the English version of the KJV. People ask me what Bible I read. You know what? I read the KJV because I read it my entire life. I just don't read Paul's books.
Oh.
And when I was a kid, I spent hundreds of hours memorizing scriptures, and three-fourths of those were Paul's. And throw all that out. And just concentrate on the words of Yahushua and the 12 apostles.
The book I have is Life Application Study Bible, the New International Version. That's the Bible I read.
Yeah, you know, the problem with a lot of those versions is they leave things out. The virgin birth of Christ is left out of a lot of them. They leave important truths out. And so I'm real leery about reading something other than this old British-speaking KJV version I've grown up reading. I'm just used to that version. But read what makes you comfortable, I guess. Because the original KJV is just what I've grown up reading.
So it's pretty accurate?
Well, it's the KJV is more accurate than any translation out there right now because they leave stuff out.
Okay.
The Living Bible and all the English translations that have come out over the years, they actually leave out things in scriptures, and people don't notice it, but I do.
Oh, thank you.
All right, well, thank you for calling in. All right, bye-bye.
Take care.
Hey, Sherry.
Hello, welcome, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, Sherry.
Hello, who's this?
It's Johnny.
Johnny,
it's
how you
Johnny.
Doing? It's Chicago,
I'm all right.
Johnny?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, we
just kind of got out of that, and it's really cold over here. I actually
yeah.
got a customer. She was complaining that I was taking too long to make the Orgo, and I'm just like, you're living in Las Vegas, you know, it's really warm over there. We can't even
I
make
know,
Orgo.
I get this
much
every
over
year.
Here.
I've always wanted to just close the doors December through February. Because that's when the
yeah.
Western, the warm state people stand up and want to order Orgo and want it in 3 days. And like we get
yeah.
it out in the summertime, and then in the wintertime, you're like, wait a minute, I've been snow and ice here. It's going to take me about 10 days.
Yeah. I was wondering, have you been listening to anything like David Eager's been talking about? Because he's talking about this new Elijah figure to come on the world scene soon. How do you feel about that?
No, I don't listen to anybody. And I can say that with all honesty. I don't listen to anybody. I don't listen to any radio shows, any outside people.
To new listeners, could you make it clear for them that you believe that the only being that's coming first is going to basically be the deceiver then, right?
Well, people got to remember that the Antichrist comes before Yahushua comes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Antichrist is going to come claiming they're enlightened ones. They're going to portray themselves as heavenly beings. That I don't know if they'll come out and say we're gods. People will just attribute that to them. But no matter who they are or what they are, people need to remember that Satan comes first. Because when Yahushua comes at the Battle of Armageddon at the Second Coming, he's not coming to implement economic programs. He's coming to judge and destroy and to separate the nations into sheep and the goats. And so
mm-hmm.
he's not coming to implement politics.
All right. Well, that's all I really wanted to ask, because he's kind of like talking about this. He's saying that like it's matter-of-factly and it's going to happen. That there, he's got like scriptures to prove it, that this new Elijah figure is supposed to be on the world scene to lead a new exodus of people.
You know, someone asked me something last year about something about this exodus. And I don't know if this is the same group of people or what, but she was claiming that the Atlantic Ocean was going to open up and everybody in America was going to cross across the Atlantic over to the Middle East.
Hmm.
I don't know
no.
if it's the same group. But
no,
I had a
his
good laugh.
His place of protection somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you have to watch out, because one of the things that Satan is going to mimic, and I talk about it in my article, is he's going to have his own fake rapture. And
mm-hmm.
so when they come and they make contact, they're going to make visible contact with the world and bring in their UFOs and try to persuade people, you know, come aboard a UFO, we'll take you off the earth while there's going to be earth changes, which is code speak for a pole flip. And they say they're going to protect them during this time. And this is the one thing that I've been warning about forever, because these people will just become food in their freezers.
Yeah.
And I refer to it as, you know, Satan's fake rapture, because he's going to mimic that he's coming to save his people from the coming earth pole flip that's going to destroy most of the nations. He's offering them protection when they're going to end up in their freezers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people need to, you know, ask the Father for the truth and all things. I know people are waiting for the witnesses to arrive, and there's two jokers on YouTube claiming to be the two witnesses. There's websites
mm-hmm.
out there. You know what? When the two witnesses arrive, they're not going to need websites and YouTube videos. They're not going to be sitting behind computers. They're going to be out on the streets. They're going to be in Jerusalem. They're going to be in Israel. They're going to be moles on the government leaders' butts. And so they're going to be a little bit busy.
All right, Shay. Well, thanks for picking up and taking my call.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Johnny. Bye-bye.
No problem. Bye-bye.
A lot of people sitting on the lines. If you want a question, you got to press number one. Or just call back in and press number one to come straight on the question line. Call-in number is 877-245-5648. If you have a question you want to ask me tonight. I know it's February 9th, and I typically tend to hibernate this kind of year, this time of year, because it's really cold and icy here in Ohio. And I'm not going outside very much to break my neck. And so, you know, we're going to take several days longer to dry. It's not as a fast turnaround as I get it out in the spring and summer months. And so, patience, folks. That's all I got to say. We've only got about 2 more weeks of February, and the temperatures start rising again in March, so see what this listener has to say. Hello, listener, you're on the air.
Yeah, we're going to take...
Hello, Sherry?
Yeah.
Hey, Sherry, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. Let me turn down the program, because I thought we were on the same kind of, you know, feed, but I guess it's a little delay feed. Listen, Sherry, I love you as a sister in Yahushua. And you've helped me a lot with all your different websites, et cetera, et cetera. I just wanted to give you props for that. But I've got a couple of questions. Actually, I wrote down about 4 of them. I'm just going to shoot them at you, and then what you remember, if you want to answer, you can, and then I could just hang up if that's cool. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. What do you think of the Lost Book of Enki? I've been hearing that that's the book that supposedly John was given, et cetera, et cetera. And then what do you think about, I heard you say that you don't listen to nobody or seek anybody out or anything like that, but I kind of try to get a vibe to see what everybody else is coming up with and this and that. Yellow Rose for Texas, that we're in a matrix. I mean, I've seen lots of pictures of the sun, et cetera, et cetera. At times it looks like a computer motherboard. I've seen the sun do some incredible things that I actually caught on video myself. So I know there's stuff happening. And then my third question would be, I get confused because sometimes I hear brothers and sisters, you know, either talking about the Lord or referring to the Lord as YHVH and YHWH. And I kind of lean to the WH, but I don't understand why there's 2. And then the last question would be relating to Planet X, Nibiru. I think I read in some of your information that, and I'm not saying that this is exactly what you said, but this is kind of what I can remember, that that it was the Lord's planet coming back. And the last question, I'm going to sneak it in there if you remember, that's cool. Do we have to be in Israel when Jesus comes back to the elect?
No, we don't have to be in Israel. That's no. He gathers his people to Israel after the War of Armageddon, not before.
I got you. Okay.
And we're all around the world. True Israel, true believers in the Most High and his son Yeshua are all around the world. The ones dominating Israel today, 90% are Satanists. They're not real Jews. They're not even believers in the Most High. They believe Yahushua is burning in hot excrement in hell. That's what they teach in their Talmud.
Right.
So they're not even near close to being believers of Yahushua. Some of them are. There's about 10% Torah-believing Jews there. But there's more real believing Israel in America and Europe and Australia and Canada and the islands than anywhere else. Certainly Israel
awesome.
Itself.
Thank you.
Nibiru, I do not believe is the whatever you call it, the Lord's planet.
Lord's planet. Right.
Now, there are some people who teach that.
Yeah, I heard that the Anunnaki.
Yeah, the Anunnaki. That was a prison planet that was cast out of our solar system at the rebellion of Lucifer. Tiamat was blown up. That was Satan's home planet, Lucifer's home planet. And Nibiru was cast out into the solar system, and the angels on there were held as prisoners. They will be released in the last days.
Okay.
So that's not a friendly planet. It's about as evil as everything else you've read out there, because I know there's 50-50 info on there out there.
Gotcha.
And your other question about the sun?
Yeah.
Seeing the sun do crazy things? It's typically stuff going on in front of the sun. It's usually our scientists trying to block it, trying to hide it. And it's also, you got to remember, it's a huge portal, it's a huge gateway, and there's a lot of things coming in and out. A lot of Satan's forces, their ships, use the sun as energy. And so, it has a lot of purposes in this dimension. In another dimension, in other realms, its purpose is different. But in this one, they spend a lot of time trying to block it because they're trying to hide the planets behind it.
Right.
Question about YH and YW, the reason you see what looks like Yahweh and Yahuwah is in America, we tend to write things and pronounce things the way they sound.
Right.
And so they use the W sound instead of the H-U sound. So actually, what people mispronounce as Yahweh is Yahuwah. It's just
Yahuwah.
A pronunciation thing and spelling thing.
Right. And what about the Lost Book of Enki? Connected to the Anunnaki.
Garbage. They have their own literature. It's New Age garbage. They go through this whole battle with Enki and Anu and all this stuff. I can't read 5 seconds of it. Huh?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
If you want to read something interesting that could spark your interest, but you don't know if it's true or not, read the Nag Hammadi books, because those are closer to truth than any of that Enki garbage.
Hammadi?
Nag Hammadi.
Okay. And so you don't.
That's
you don't
where you'll find
that
the Lost Gospel of Thomas and a lot of the Gospels that weren't put in the KJV. You'll find them in the Nag Hammadi books.
Okay. How do you spell that?
N-A-G. Hammadi, H-A-M-M-A-D-I, I believe. That'll get you close enough to find it if you Google it.
Okay,
I do have
cool.
the books listed at the bottom of sherryaudios.com.
Okay.
There's
and
links
my
there
last...
you can go and read all the Nag Hammadi books.
Okay.
But that's
I'll look
interesting
that up.
Reading.
I seen references to what do you call it, Nibiru coming in, like in Joshua, and then, they're saying, because God does incredible, amazing things that only he can do. And for me, to read something that correlates with, the Exodus, et cetera, I don't care how it happened, whether it's Nibiru or God orchestrated or it was Nibiru and it was God's perfect timing that he used that to do all the different things, because it does say that, the earth will shake like a drunkard and all this kind of stuff, and that the oceans, will, cover the land and new earth will arise, et cetera, et cetera. So I heard with the previous caller that something to do with, that there will not be a pole flip. Is that what you think? Or
no, there will be. I mean, Isaiah says that clearly. The earth's going to rock to and fro like a drunkard. That's a pole flip, if I ever heard of one.
Right. Yeah, I was just curious on, because there's lots of pictures, that are coming out, with the planetary system. It's a smaller system than ours, but it's still 7 to 10 planets, with a huge dwarf, et cetera, et cetera. And I know that that's what's affecting, not to mention HARP, doing what they're doing to the weather now and all the chemtrailing and everything. But I was just curious on what you thought as far as the pole flip. And it does seem like it's like we're right at the door, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can watch the craziness of the moon every night and the route it takes from east to west. See, either we're way out of balance or the moon is. I think it's probably pretty much both at this point because you never know if you're seeing the real moon or the fake one they have out.
Exactly.
But it's obvious everything's getting ready to go. And the Lord's just holding it back. We'll have the two blood moons this year, and then literally crap's going to hit the fan.
Right. So we're talking like September, and then we're going to see some fireworks.
Yeah, well, you know, September 25th, I think, is the last blood moon.
That's right. Yeah.
And we have one on April 15th, and I've been kind of leaning toward and expecting the great earthquake of Revelation, the sixth seal, to hit around April 15th.
Right.
And so if we stay on that timeline, I mean, we're going to be seeing a lot of things starting to happen this year. 15, 16, and 17. Our own government's been bracing for it in the early 2000s, for these 3 years.
Right.
So.
Do you still think we'll have another presidential election? Because I kind of don't.
You know, it doesn't matter at this point because none of them are human.
Yeah.
Obama's not human. Hillary's not human. They're both androids. They were human at one time, but they've been replaced by these androids. And
Amen.
So who's really controlling the strings in the background is the alien factions. They're the ones fighting it out, and they use their human puppets to try to control things.
So is there such a thing as a good brother aliens that follow
Yahushua?
No, there's
no such thing as a good alien. If they were good, they would be a celestial angel in heaven. There's two types of beings, celestial and terrestrials. Terrestrials were kicked out of heaven. And terrestrials are the offspring of those who were kicked out of heaven.
Gotcha. Well, Sherry, I love you as a brother in the Lord, and thank you so much for everything that you've done personally for me. And I just, I pray health. I hear you coughing in Jesus' name by the blood of the Lamb. I pray that you would become whole, just like he made you from
All right,
one.
Thank you, brother. Thank you so much.
All right, God bless.
God bless. Good night.
Bye.
Bye. All right, all you phone line sitters, I see all of you. If you want to ask a question, hit number one. There's at least 10 people just sitting on the lines. I don't want to talk. I just want to listen. Yeah. 877-245-5648. Yeah, this whole Nibiru thing. I know there's a school of thought. It's actually had me think twice about Nibiru being an angelic planet instead of the beastly one it is. And no, it's not the Father's. All right, let's see. I'll answer this one. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi. I was just wondering, did you hear about CERN? I don't know much about it, but they want to open up a Big Bang. They make a Big Bang.
Yeah, they want to open up a portal in March. They want to open up bottomless pit, which is space. They want to open up a big wormhole in space so that the aliens can come in because they're blocked by a protective covering over Earth, so they use portals to come towards us, into us, into our atmosphere. Yeah, that's CERN.
Are they going to, they're going to have these, the mankind's going to have the authority to do that?
Well, you know what? We've been fighting against CERN for years since they first came out with this beast. And what's been happening in the background, which is really funny, is that every time they open up a portal, the orgone-saturated air rushes through the portal and burns whatever coming in it. So it's not going to be any different in March if they try to open a huge portal up in space. Our orgone-saturated air is going to rush it and burn anything that comes through it. So,
yeah.
You know, in Revelation it says an angel is given the key to the bottomless pit. Angel cast out of heaven, which is Lucifer, and he's given the key to the bottomless pit. and locusts descend upon the earth. And I will tell people that that's very near to happening because the Lord has had me blowing the trumpet on that for the last 2 years to prepare people for the coming of the locusts, which are giants. And so that is going to happen, but I'm not going to give the credit to CERN because the Bible says Satan himself will open it. So.
Oh, my. And the Oregon water, does that has to do with the zombies?
Yeah, you know, zombies, giants, anything wicked, it's like acid to them. It's like holy water. And holy water is actually very easy to make, but I think it's less intimidating for people just to throw a Oregon puck into a garbage can and let it soak for a day and become Oregon water. They can use, you know, water guns, anything, hoses, get to spray these beings with. It'll fry them like acid.
Wow. My pastor, he doesn't believe that it's possible for a person to instantly go to hell. That it's you soul sleep, and then you go.
Well, that's Seventh-day Adventist teaching. He's ignoring the whole parable in the Bible where Yahushua talks with the rich man and Lazarus.
Yeah.
Where Lazarus is talking to the rich man in hell.
Yeah.
If he's not dead, then how is that whole thing possible? Was Jesus lying? Was Yahushua lying? When Korah and his followers in Mount Sinai, when the earth was opened up and they were falling down into hell, was that a mistake in the Bible? I mean, I know Seventh Days teach that soul sleep stuff, but you have to understand it's not scriptural. They just kind of make up their own stuff as they go along.
Hmm. Yeah.
I mean, especially if you've seen hell. I mean, I know a lot of people haven't, but there's some of us who have. And it is there. It is real. It exists. There's people there.
Yeah.
Soul sleep is a nice concept, but it doesn't work. It's not accurate.
How do you ignore the former Satanists that got out of being a Satanist and they wound up there and then they become saved, you know?
Well, Satanists can renounce Satan and accept salvation. There is a way out. See, they're told their entire lives there is no way out, that they're too evil, that the Lord has rejected them. And then we come along and say, you know, don't believe that garbage. You can accept Yahushua's salvation and renounce Satan and be accepted into heaven. And so that kind of throws a wrench in Satan's whole scheme of keeping these people locked up and imprisoned, thinking there is no hope for them when there is.
Right. And another thing is I have a lot of patriotic friends that want to keep their hopes not in the gutter about America. And I just, I feel sad to tell them that it's not going to be like this victorious thing that they think is going to be. They even think that maybe they're going to be a short victory. I got a friend that's Jewish, and she's all right, but I like her, but she says that the Saints. Can you clarify this with me? That the Saints are going to win a short victory?
No, I can't verify that because that would be against everything Scripture already teaches about Babylon and America, where America is going to be destroyed by fire.
But
like
I thought
said, we win. We can win battles.
I thought we
can
war with the Saints, and then the Saints have a short prevail, or no?
Well, we're going to prevail when Yahushua comes at the second coming of Christ. That's the end of the war. We win.
Right.
But up until that point, you know, Christians are getting ready to be severely persecuted in America. There's judgments coming from the Most High God here. Look at this godless nation we're in, where transgenderism is now the the go-to thing. They're pushing their gay and lesbian agenda on everybody. This is turning into a sick Sodom and Gomorrah. And what did the Father do to that city? Those two cities, he destroyed them.
What what I find really, really sick, being an American, is this cultic mindset, this hive mindset, this lukewarm mindset, or whatever it is, the modern day church, that they take Bible verses out of context, like you know, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord," and they're so anti Second Amendment, you know, and they would rather hand themselves over to the enemy, and they love Jesus, but they'd rather hand themselves.
They say
they
do. But you know what? They don't even believe Satan exists or hell exists. And I was just reading something about Joel Osteen telling people that they should be worried about staying out of hell and stuff. He doesn't even believe in it. He's one of these Satanists like Billy Graham that teaches salvation every Sunday because he doesn't even believe hell exists.
Oh, yeah. Well, Joel Osteen, he's not one that you really have to have too much discernment with. He's definitely some sort of robotoid or something.
Yeah, well, a lot of them are. A lot of them are totally Satanists, believing in Satanism, or just being overtaken by reptilians. You'll see Joel Osteen shapeshift, and a lot of the other Pentecostal preachers shapeshifting, which means they're dominated by a reptilian entity.
I was listening to an episode you had a few days ago, last week, I think, and you put a lot of clarification on what is it, a robotoid or something like that? Because I was thinking, are they like a robot human? But no, it's just it's a cloned human with a chip in their brain, and that seems very feasible.
Oh yeah. That movie that came out with Bruce Willis, The Vice, that shows the whole thing. That's what the movie I was talking about. Because he verifies in that movie everything I've been talking about these robotoids.
Yeah.
And
another
thing
about the reptilians, I heard that the FBI knows about them because there's this movie called Midnight Meat Train or something. Prediction?
Yeah, well, the reptilian has the FBI has a whole division called the Division 5, which is all reptilians that run the government, run the FBI, and it's called Division 5. And they're very aware of it.
Yeah.
Our whole government is because they're controlled by them. The top of every federal agency is controlled by reptilians.
Yeah. Well, it seems to be quite clear what the agenda is. Most people believe in UFOs and aliens over the Most High, so they're going to be deceived when this stuff comes on the scene.
Oh, yeah, they come down and, you know, telling people they're our creators, that we're their children, and their ascended masters coming to help mankind and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. These things are going to happen. There's going to be contact. They're going to be bringing their ships in. It's our job to destroy them. We do that with the Orgo. They want to come in our atmosphere, come right ahead, because you're going to last a few months before you just burn and crash.
Oh, listen, I just wanted to tell you that it's me, Channing, and I was a little nervous because I haven't talked to you in a while, but, you know, we've talked before, remember?
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Doing good. Getting ready to wrap up the show. So,
all right.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. All
right.
All right, folks, I got that lady telling me you got 2 seconds left, and so this show just flies sometimes. Those who are sitting on the lines waiting to ask questions, maybe I'll open up the lines again next week. Not really expecting anything earth-shattering in the month of February, in the month of the deep freeze. That usually, typically, they're not doing anything in this month. They're preparing for March, and so. Anyway, folks, don't forget to support your favorite ministry online. And if I'm not your ministry, your favorite ministry, I should be by now. Till next week, everybody. God bless.